Any questions or anything about that so far? Does that make sense, or comments, or want your money back already? Or I guess I'll just, yes, ma'am. Well, that's a good question. The way that, you know, just like in my mind, the way I visualize that, though, is having a good feeling of where the well, that's a damn good question. And I'll tell you the way that I think about that is, and Mr. Hartford is a good example of that. But also, if you listen, see that stuff doesn't come up as clearly in an ensemble scenario, but when you watch someone just sit and play, it's like a window into their soul. It's very intense, and you can see how their thought processes work. You know, if you go see a band play two guitars, bass, drums, horn section, lead singer, you can sort of split up your attention, right? You can watch the bass player a while. You look over at the sound guy. You can look at the bass player, the drummer. You don't have to. But when you're looking at Ramblin' Jack Elliott sing, it's super intense. You're just watching this guy, and it's either – you're either looking or you're not looking. It's like it's very intense. But the kind of the guys I got interested in was like Charlie Patton and John Hartford, of course. But these solo performers, they played as though there was an entire orchestra playing with them. But everyone split, and they were the only ones left. So in my mind, what I'm doing is I'm playing this orchestration that I hear in my head. Like I have a cello section and a violin section and harp and piano and different things and drums and different things, bass and different instruments. And as I play, I sort of allude to these different concepts. But the way I was taught from various teachers is if you keep a really good handle on the melody, the person can still hear the melody even in the improvisational section. That's a really good question, and I hope that makes some kind of sense or whatever. Mm-hmm. But in my mind, there's like, you know, say if you have a tune. Like if you have a tune where, like the bass line, let's take something really simple like the blues, which gives us a chance to sort of break it down. But if I had a bass line that went, right? That's like a bass guy going. And then there's like a Freddie Green shows up and he plays rhythm guitar. So we got the bass. Right? And then there's the guitar part. And then there's like a little horn section. Still going. So anyway, all these parts are kind of all layered in one spot. And there's still a vocal part, right? Well, my bucket's got a hole in it. I say my bucket's got a hole in it. My bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy me no beer. Oh, well, my bucket got a hole in it. Bass singer, well, my bucket got a hole in it. Oh, well, my bucket got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer. So there are all those layers going on at once. So in my head, I'm sort of keeping track of all that jazz, but anyway, that's what's intense about seeing someone play, you know. And a person who is really good at that is Charlie Patton, this blues singer Charlie Patton. And they've reissued all this stuff. You can get everything that's available in a box set. And I think R. Crumb did the It's one of the cover designs, one of those reissues. It's pretty great. But when you hear those guys play, that's what they're doing. You hear these, you know, horn section and bass and all these things going on. It's pretty intense. And I think when, you know, when I saw John, I felt like he was doing the same thing. You know? But it's like, it's a mental thing, you know. It's like a lot of space. So you're working with, like, negative space rather than positive space or whatever. I don't know. Does that make sense or something to say or whatever? I don't know. Clear as mud. You're fired. It'll drive you crazy, all that stuff, trying to keep up with it. But it's interesting because, like, the older I get, the more it's like when you just see someone play, it's really, if you really pay attention, there's a lot going on, and it's worth checking out. You know, most folks say, well, I really want to see them with this, the big band and everything, you know, which is, you know, it's cool, you know, you can party down and all that stuff. But it's like kind of like their thought processes get a little bit obscured by, you know, the higher vertical orchestration of a band. Kind of interesting. But anyways. Sorry?